Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing to order. Mr. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez. Alderman Louis Salvio.
Here.
Alderman David DeFranzo. Alderman Michael Trueworthy. Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderwoman Eva Magnashevsky. Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabon.
Here.
Six present. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you please?
Alderman to be seated.
Correct. And if you could please read a legal notice?
The Herald, Classified Advertising Legal Notice, New Britain, Connecticut. Please publish the following legal notice on Sunday, September 6, 2015. The Common Council of the Planning, Zoning, and Housing Subcommittee will hold a public hearing on September 8, 2015 at 7 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for petition 33193, proposed street realignment and discontinuance projects for Governor Street, Walker Road, and Dean Drive for Corbin Pinnacle LLC. Lawrence J. Hermanowski, Clerk of Committees.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. So I didn't declare the public hearing, but it is now 7:05, and I'm going to call to order the public hearing. And do we have a sign-up sheet? The only person on the sign-up sheet is Attorney Michael Carrier. Counselor?
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
Members of the committee. Here tonight on behalf of Corbin Pinnacle LLC for the final step in the revitalization of the old Corbin Heights housing development. As you know, this has been a real home run for the city, this together with Pinnacle Heights Extension rehab. And this piece tonight is the acceptance of the new roadway and the discontinuance of the old roadway. And there's just portions throughout the development that were realigned to make it basically a better drive through. You have the Dean Drive that goes now from Slater Road down, curves down to Corbin Avenue. Before that used to be Governor Street, and back in 2013 we changed that to Dean Drive, because the Governor Street really was the thoroughfare between Farmington Ave and Corbin Ave. So it logically ends there. Yeah, Dean Drive picks up, goes up through the development up to Slater Road, and then Walker Road comes up on the other side and just makes a left-hand turn and goes to Dean Drive. And where there was a intersection on Dean Drive itself, it now basically is an S leading up to Slater Road, and Walker Road just comes around to the left. There was a cul-de-sac on the corner there, and that's now going to be released, and it's just going to be a left-hand curve when you're traveling west, because it's easier for public work. So this is part of the plan that was approved back in 2010 and had to be held off until all the improvements were done, all the road improvements. They needed to be done and approved by Public Works Engineering and everyone at the plan. They've all signed off on it. And it's a matter of deeding these little pieces of land between the city and the developer to finalize the project. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else here to speak in favor? Anyone else here to speak in favor of 33193? Anyone to speak against? Anyone to speak against? And for the third and final time, anyone to speak against 33193? Hearing or seeing no one else to speak, the time is now 7:08, and I will close the public hearing portion. We will proceed right into the agenda. Mr. Clerk, if you would make a note, that there had been no change in attendance on the membership of the committee. The first item on the agenda is 33193, which is a proposed street realignment and discontinuance projects for Governor Street, Walker Road, and Dean Drive for Corbin Pinnacle LLC. Is there a motion? Alderman Trueworthy.
Make a motion to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation. This is petition, 33193.
Second.
Okay, so took us a while to get there. Alderman Trueworthy has made a motion to refer back with favorable recommendation, seconded by Salvio, Naples. Pabon, did you second too?
Second.
And Salerno. Everyone else seconded. Mr. Malinowski, do you have a report, please?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Report of the City Plan Commission to Her Honor the Mayor and the Common Council of the City of New Britain. The undersigned beg leave to report the following. Item number 33193, RE land parcel exchanges related to street realignments in the Corbin Heights Development Project. The City Plan Commission, at a special meeting held on August 3rd, 2015, voted 5-0 to approve the following report. Background. The report is for the above reference referral of petition number 33193 regarding the formal acceptance and formal abandonment of several minor pieces of property that resulted from the realignment of Walker Road and Dean Drive as part of the recent reconstruction of the former Corbin Heights housing project. The 301 dwelling unit complex is now privately owned and managed by Corbin Pinnacle LLC in two sections, one known as Industria Commons and the other as Britannia Square. Section 19-22 of the city ordinances and section 8-25 of the Connecticut General Statutes require that all proposals for acceptance, widening, narrowing, improvement, or abandonment of any street or any other public way must be referred to the City Plan Commission for an advisory report to the council. The City Plan Commission reviewed and supported the overall project plan, including street realignments, as a Zoning Board of Appeals referral number 4530 granted in September 2010. A former section 19-22 report was also done for the change of street names in February 2013, petition number 32126. The project is now essentially completed and the roads are realigned, paved, and striped and have been inspected and found to be in compliance with city engineering standards. The city's formal acceptance of the realigned right-of-way, public right-of-way, and the abandonment of the excess former street right-of-way is the necessary final step in the process. Findings: the street realignment and name changes were undertaken to lessen through traffic on these residential streets to allow a more logical and easy to follow street layout and to address numbering system. The maps accompanying the petition show the changes. At the northwest corner of the property, the street right-of-way included a large 100-foot radius cul-de-sac at a point where the former Dean Drive, now Walker Road, turned at 90-degree angle. The cul-de-sac has been removed and replaced with private access driveways and parking. The change results in the abandonment of approximately 20,000 square feet of former city right-of-way and acceptance of approximately two smaller triangular pieces totaling roughly 630 square feet for the inside radius of the new road alignment. The intersection was substantially realigned at Dean Drive and Walker Road, previously Governor Street and Dean Drive in the prior Corbin Heights configuration. This realignment serves to make Dean Drive the smoother, more direct through route from Corbin Avenue to Slater Road. Associated with the reconfiguration of the intersection, approximately 10,050 square feet is to be deeded to the city as part of the street right-of-way, and approximately 10,270 square feet of former street right-of-way would be abandoned to Corbin Pinnacle LLC. Recommendation, the City Plan Commission finds these property transfers are necessary to the street infrastructure and use and recommends adoption of this petition. Louis G. Amodio, Chairman, City Plan Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. There's a motion before us to refer back with a favorable recommendation. Discussion on the motion, Alderman Trueworthy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Attorney Carrier did a fine job and the city plan report did a fine job. I think it's fairly self-explanatory with the maps here. I don't have any question and urge a positive referral.
Thank you. Any other questions? I do have one from Mr. Carrier. So,
yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. The property which is now has a, I should know the word for it. There were all the homes that bordered Hospital for Special Care.
Yes.
The berm. There's now like a big berm.
Right.
Who does that belong to? Is that now Corbin Heights? Is that the hospital? Is that the city's?
My understanding it's already been transferred to the hospital.
That's what I thought. Care. Okay. Yeah. I was just surprised that they haven't extended their fence, or are they're probably not going
to. Well, I mean, I think they're in their future plans.
It's coming.
Right.
I did see the berm, and I thought maybe that was going to be their way of just not extending the fence, but just added that berm.
And that was excess fill from the development.
Correct.
But the hospital accepted it in that condition because actually it's in much better condition than it was prior to the development. And obviously they're tickled pink because they get additional land for future development needs of the hospital.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions on the motion before us? Seeing or hearing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm sorry?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn has been made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second not needed.
Well, second's not needed, I'm told. So we're not going to debate that, but all those in favor of the motion to adjourn has been made by Alderman Salvio and seconded, although not needed, by Alderman Naples. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7:16, meeting's adjourned. Buona sera.
Buona sera.
Thank you all very much.
Actually, buona notte, since I'm not going to see. No, buona notte is when I'm not going to see you again.
Yeah.